Precisely the same thing happens with meningitis. At least 10% of young adults and perhaps 30% of teenagers carry the deadly meningococcal bacterium, but it lives quite harmlessly in the throat. Just occasionally, in about one young person in 100,000, it gets into the bloodstream and makes them very ill indeed. In the worst cases, death can come in 12 hours. That's shockingly quick. You can have a person who is in perfect health at breakfast and dead by evening, says Marsh. We would have much more success with bacteria if we weren't so profligate with our best weapon against them, antibiotics. Remarkably, by one estimate, some 70% of the antibiotics used in the developed world are given to farm animals, often routinely in stock feed, simply to promote growth or as a precaution against infection. Such applications give bacteria every opportunity to evolve a resistance to them. It is an opportunity that they have enthusiastically seized. In 1952, penicillin was fully effective against all strains of Staphylococcus bacteria, to such an extent that by the early 1960s, the U.S. Surgeon General William Stewart felt confident enough to declare, "The time has come to close the book on infectious diseases. We have basically wiped out infection in the United States." Even as he spoke, however, some 90% of those strains were in the process of developing immunity to penicillin.